Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It takes a fair amount of clout to get your own verb these days. Yo-yo is a trademark, but pretty much everyone refers to the toy as a yo-yo and the activity as yo-yoing. Videotape was originally a trademarked brand name. Now it's just a plain old activity. And of course, there is Google, the quintessential brand name to verb story. So it's probably no coincidence that Microsoft, when launching their search engine competitor to Google, chose a name that is as much a verb as anything. Bing launched this spring, and since then, the search landscape has shifted. But how much? To help check in on the world of search and whether people are replacing their Googling with Binging is John Abel, New York Bureau Chief for Wired Magazine. We'll also touch on the release of Google Wave. Hi, John. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning.
For those listeners who aren't familiar with Bing, can you tell us why Microsoft claims it's better and how the two differ in terms of what they look for?
Well, better is always in the eye of the beholder or the user, but there's a lot of money to be made in search, which Google has proven to everyone's satisfaction. I guess what people use Bing for more than anything else, what they're positioning it for, is shopping, comparison shopping, and there's a sort of a cashback component to it. So if you find something on Bing and buy it from one of the vendors through Bing, very often you'll get a rebate.
Listeners, are you Binging? 212-433-WNYC. You know, there's a website that Microsoft put up there, Bing versus, what is it? Is it Google versus Bing or Bing versus Google, John?
What, how do you mean?
There's a website, Bing versus, I think it's Google,
yeah.
Google-vs-bing.com, where you can enter your search and you'll see the different results come up side by side. And I think that's a Microsoft launch. To try to get people to compare the two and decide that Bing is equal, if not superior.
That's fine. It's difficult to get into these spaces. It's sort of like saying I want to get into the battleship building business. Yeah, you can. There are people that buy them, but it's very hard to get any traction. And Bing's been out since the spring. They haven't moved the needle very much. They're still under 10% of users. What they seem to be eating is Yahoo's lunch, not Google's. So it's all very interesting, but the proof's in the pudding.
Right, and I'm now confirming that it's Bing versus Google.com. We have a link on our site, but I think also now that it seems to be an independent site and not a Microsoft confection. Now, listeners, seriously, have you tried Binging or are you just Googling 212-433-WNYC? And if you've decided to actually start using Bing on a regular basis, how come? 212-433-9692. And by the way, John, here's a funny fake Bing ad put together by collegehumor.com, which I guess illustrates the uphill battle that Bing is fighting.
Tired of search overload? Introducing Bing, the better way to Google. Bing helps you Google the best choice faster and shows related Googles right there on the results page. Bing knows what you like to Google and Googles it based on your previous Googles. Say you want to Google hotels in Dublin. Bing can Google that easy. So remember, the next time you Google something, Google it with Bing. That's G-O-O-G-L-E. It with Bing.
Is that funny, John?
That's exactly what the problem is. Look, Microsoft has a lot of money, and they have a lot of time, and they have a deal with Yahoo. So I don't think they're crying about having limited market share right now. But from the user point of view, it's going to be very, very hard to move large numbers of people off of the Google Launchpad.
Now, you seem to want to cut in both times when I stated the listener pitch and said, call in and tell us, are you Binging? Were you having a reaction to that?
Me?
You.
I don't know. Was I? Did you hear me?
I thought I heard you breathing like, wait, you shouldn't say Binging or something like that.
No. You're absolutely right about the brand to verb kind of thing. They actually, I think, chose it, and Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, has used Bing as a verb in public. So that's what they are trying to do, of course.
Jim in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
Go ahead. You're a web publisher?
Hello?
Jim, we're going to try to get back to you. How about Ivan in Nassau County? Hi, Ivan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I have tried Bing, and I'm a longtime Google user. But I have to say, you know, I don't like Bing because it seems like it's driven from a commercial standpoint. So when I use Google, I know that I'm going to find, you know, interesting information. And with Bing and other competitors, I've always felt like they're just trying to sell me something, and that's a little disheartening.
Thank you. You're getting that impression too, John Abel? You said it's more commercially oriented.
Well, they have a subsection for shopping, and I think that's probably their best hope for getting any traction. They've tried this before with Live Search. They tried a rebate program. But as I said, look, they can afford to play the long game. They could laugh at us for 10 years because what they're spending on this is a rounding error for them.
But Paul in Soho likes Bing. Hi, Paul.
Oh, hi. I actually tested Bing versus Google before this website came up, and I found that Bing gave more precise search results. I just have to tell you. And I was very surprised to hear that. For example, if you do detailed searching in Wikipedia, Bing seems to have covered it better in a more precise way than Google has.
Can you give me an example? What do you mean by precise?
Okay. I'm doing research on the Parthian culture, okay?
Okay.
And you can actually, what it will do is Bing appears to search all kinds of words on a page and will give you layers of results. In other words, you'll get relevant close matches rather than precise word matches,
okay,
which is what Google seems to give you. Google is very, very good at horsepower, but I'm not so sure it's good at decision-making. And it appears that Bing is almost trying to anticipate what I'm looking for rather than just serve up the word or search term that I put in there. Here's another thing.
And you don't work for Microsoft, or you do?
No. Actually, I'm a Macintosh user, totally, which means I hate Microsoft. But here's a relevant question. Aren't most browsers, all browsers, don't they have Google built into them? Safari does. Firefox does. Opera does. Isn't that a restraint of trade issue? Is there going to be any way to actually be able to configure a browser so that Bing will be the default search engine up in the top right-hand corner?
Paul, thank you. And John, what about that?
Well, there's no restraint of trade because Firefox is open source. Safari allows you to search anything you want, using any engine you want. It's kind of an ironic comment by the reader because it's Microsoft in the 90s, which was battered, and rightly so, for baking in Internet Explorer killing Netscape with what many people still believe was a vastly inferior product.
Yes, and I have to say, I just got a new phone on a Windows mobile platform. And sure enough, it defaults to Bing for search.
Google is not in the browser or operating system business, although they are, of course, as we know, in small ways, and who knows what they want to be. But the notion that you have a product which you then require people to use things on it by virtue of buying the product is entirely different from configuring a browser to use a different default search engine.
Florette in Bergen County has found something to love about Bing. Hi, Florette.
Good morning. I love their directions and their maps, and I think they're much better than Google and Yahoo. Now, what they do when you put in the destination, they will alert you to a block or a landmark that's right before where you have to go or where you have to make a turn. And then the best part is they will say to you, if you have reached this landmark or this restaurant or this highway, you've gone too far. None of the others do that. I think that's fabulous.
Mm, okay, thank you. Now, how do they come up with different results when you do the same search? So, for example, John, I searched for this segment. I searched my name and your name. And on Google, the first hit for me is the show page at WNYC.org. On Bing, the top hit for me is the Wikipedia entry.
Mm-hmm.
The search for you, we got the LinkedIn profile as the first hit on both, and Google has a few specific stories from Wired. and elsewhere on the first page, Bayou, while Bing has mainly profiles and bios. Why that difference?
Well, I mean, this is all proprietary sort of business information. How they decide what relevance is and what formulas they use to serve it up is, of course, exactly what they build these engines around. And nobody knows. Right. A few people on the inside know.
I mean, are there business relationships? Like in my case, again, our Facebook page did not show up on the first page of Bing, but it did on Google. Is that because Facebook pays them some money to get placements on, you know, name searches? Or
Google is very adamant, and there's no reason not to believe that they do not pollute relevancy with any sort of arrangements. They do sell ads on the side, and often on the top, you'll see sponsored links. They're marked differently. But anything that you see on a white background in the main part of your Google search page is, they say, unpaid for. And as I say, there's no reason not to believe them.
So we've got a minute left. You want to just touch very briefly the new Google Wave email service that a lot of people are talking about is just getting started, last few days, limited testing. But why should people care?
Well, a lot of people might care because it sort of wrangles your desktop. I haven't used it yet. I don't have an invite, and I haven't watched the 1-hour and 20-minute explaining video. But what we have is a sort of chaos on the desktop. You're collaborating with people, with documents, with pictures. You're emailing, you're IMing, you're using the phone, you're voicing. And what I think Wave wants to do is put you all in one place and have all of these things that with all of the people that you're working with in one central location. Now, of course, that will concentrate eyeballs, and they'll be able to do interesting things, monetize, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the idea. We're out of control with the applications that we use.
All right. So, Google, if you're listening, please put John Abel on your invite list. And then, John, you'll agree to then come back and review it for us if you get that invite, right?
My pleasure.
Okay. John Abel, New York bureau chief for Wired Magazine. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.